So I am really happy and blessed to be in the presence of A Savage at the moment, who is touring New Zealand very soon. In fact, he will arrive on our shores tomorrow to play the Loons in Lyttelton, Meow in Wellington, and the Others Wave Festival in Auckland. It's fantastic to have you, Andrew. Thanks for agreeing to have a chat.
Absolutely. Thank you for that very sweet introduction.
No worries, no worries. So first and foremost, it is a bit of a cliche, but what can we expect from these New Zealand shows, particularly the one at the Loons in Lyttelton, our home city, tomorrow?
Okay, sure. I'm going to be coming, just me and my guitar. So you can expect me playing, my songbook, which is kind of what I've been doing. Since in October, I started doing these residency shows in the US, and just me and the guitar, just kind of going through my history as a songwriter. And I'm in Australia doing the same thing now, though I've played a small handful of shows with a trio. I have basically still been doing the solo acoustic guitar shows, which is what I'll be doing at all the New Zealand shows.
Oh, cool. And sort of what material will you be playing at those shows? Obviously, you released an album last year and an EP this year. Is that basically sort of what you'll be playing, or is there new material in the mix?
Well, no, I'm not playing any new stuff, but I'm playing a lot of, I'm playing some songs that are well over 15 years old. I'm playing songs from both my albums. I've got some songs that are from Parquet Courts. I've got some songs that have never been, that aren't new, but have never been released with anybody. So there's a lot of different material.
Awesome. Looking forward to it very much. I'm really interested to know sort of how you would sort of say that your solo work kind of differs from the Parquet Courts material that everybody sort of knows and loves. Like how is it different? I guess why does it bring you joy to play your solo material?
Why does it bring me joy? Well, just because it's music, and music brings me joy, and I can't imagine a life without music. I mean, I think what people often forget with Parquet Courts is that Parquet Courts is a band. It's a band of four people who write together and make decisions together, and so there are four voices. Even though you primarily hear mine in the band, there are four voices, and it is truly a band. Whereas this is my voice, this is I have musicians that play with me, like on my records and live, but this is kind of, I am kind of the, I guess, the director of the show on an A Savage record. So it's a different experience. It's a different dynamic. Sometimes it's nice to be kind of like kind of fully in control of a creative thing, but also it makes me really appreciate what being in a band means and the dynamic that comes from creating with other people. It's a special thing to be in a band. Ultimately, I think that bands are kind of more fascinating to me for that reason, because it requires three or four or five or more people to, make this thing together and to get on and make something that's bigger than themselves.
Absolutely. And you talk about some people that you've worked with solo. I understand you've done a bit of work with Kate Le Bon. I was really intrigued to know how that relationship sort of sparked up and what it's been like working with her.
Yeah, Kate's a good friend. And she is one of the people that encouraged me to do another A Savage record. Her and Jack Cooper both were kind of each separately said, like, hey, if you do another record, I would really love to be part of it. And so that's who, like, the personnel that plays on several songs about fire is, musicians that I've kind of known and been around for years, like Kate, like Jack, like Dylan Hadley, who's on drums and vocals, and Jeff Tobias, who has been playing live with me, doesn't play on several songs about fire, but plays on the first record and is in Modern Nature with Jack. Dylan, she plays with Kate, as well as in White Fence and Sharpie Smile, and Ewan Hinchelwood, who plays sax, also plays with Kate. So it's all just people who have known each other and been around each other for years, all friends, that, I think that comes off on the record. It's kind of people who have a familiarity with each other's playing and respect and admire one another. It was a really good environment to do a record in. And just to speak specifically to Kate, like, she's an absolutely brilliant artist and a brilliant friend. So it was, the energy that she brought to the studio, aside from the, amazing ideas that she brought to her piano parts and bass lines, it was incredible.
Absolutely. And it's a great album. It really is. I love it.
Oh,
So,
thank you.
such a pleasure to be talking to you. Hey, interesting question I had was I've seen you play here in New Zealand with Parquet Courts before, and really appreciate seeing you on our shores. But New Zealand is a long way away from where you are based in the States. So, I wanted to know sort of what's the appeal of touring here? Because I'm sure it is like a lot of effort. And yeah, it is very far away. So what kind of draws you, you've been here before, what draws you back to New Zealand? What do you like about playing here?
Well, just to clarify, I no longer live in the United States. I live in France,
Oh, wow.
which might be further away. I think it is. I can give you the kind of the very practical answer, and then I can give you the romantic answer. And the practical one is, I am an artist who survives off of my art and playing music, and I go where I'm offered shows, unless it's like, somewhere I can't justify going, like Israel or something, but I go to where shows are being offered to me. And I have put myself in the very fortunate position to where every few years I'm able to go to New Zealand. And I really adore New Zealand, for, I guess, the reasons that many people usually say, which is that, it's really a lovely place, the people are very lovely. I think N New Zealand has such a great history of making really interesting music, and seemingly relative isolation, I guess. I mean, the rock music that New Zealand has made is very unique to it as a place, and is, it kind of has cultivated its own thing. And that kind of is evident in the culture, in the way they'd appreciate, I guess, specifically the music that I do. But there's just like a appreciation of, I guess, well, I don't know what you want to call it, rock and roll or pop music or indie rock or punk or whatever, that is still very evident in New Zealand. And people still have an appetite for it in the way that it, I guess the music that I do is still appreciated in the US for sure, but it doesn't occupy as central a place culturally these days. And I think that that is still the case somewhat in New Zealand.
Absolutely, I think it is. Yeah, and so good to hear you saying that because it is. It's very particularly to like student radio stations like ours here in Christchurch, so central to what we do. So that is great to hear. Hey, I wanted to ask a little bit about your background in painting, and I guess the importance of album artwork to the overall sort of package and what you do in your own art and your own work. Yeah, I was keen just to ask, I guess, why album artwork is so important to you and the work that you produce.
Well, because I mean, album artwork is it's the first invitation that you get as an audience to be curious. I so many records that I have and love, I got because they were on the wall of a record store, and I was like, what does that sound like? And I think album artwork sort of, for me, it takes me back to a time before the immediacy of streaming, where I would see a record on the wall or in the window of a shop and see it several times before I actually bought it. And actually buying it meant that I was so curious about the sounds that could possibly be represented by this image. I had to know. So that to me is an important part of the experience of, being someone who gets into music. I can't tell you that I don't stream music and, do YouTube. I do, but I also realize that albums are still very important to me, and every facet of them is the creation of the music, obviously, but also like the visual representation of it is important to me, because that was always a very important thing for me when I was getting into music. I always appreciate it when bands can sort of like harness a visual identity to, bring to their audience, not just their music. There's a lot of ways that it's been done to very powerful effect,
Yeah, absolutely. No, I absolutely love the work you do visually. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you remember the last time that you played in Christchurch? Do you have any memories of that? You may not, but just curious.
I do. I believe I do. And if I'm not mistaken, was that the show with Salad Boys?
I think so. Salad Boys are Christchurch legends. That's a good name check. But yeah, what do you remember of that show? Was it a memorable one?
I remember this would have been a while ago. I remember the place vaguely. I guess what I remember the most, and this is, I guess, a bit sad, would have been the evidence of the earthquake. I do remember that being a bit startling in the city center.
Yes. So yeah, that would have been quite a ways back. I think you'll be pretty struck by how much the city has grown since then. But that's cool. Yeah, Salad Boys are a fantastic band. Must have been cool.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, cool. I was just going to ask you a general question because this really interests me. What was it kind of like going from that stage where you started Parquet Courts, as we all do, as a fun project? What was it like kind of just seeing it grow into what it has? You guys are such an influential band and you have fans all over the world now, but what was it like going from that kind of like doing it for fun stage to seeing it blow up?
It was terribly exciting. But also kind of hard to see from the inside. It's maybe not until recently that I've really been able to see that kind of first decade of the band, as like for what it was, really. Because when you're in it, it just, yeah, it feels a bit like you're kind of like in the eye of a hurricane. But it escalated really quickly. But that when you're like, because we were on tour like from basically from January 2013 till the pandemic, like with breaks here and there, of course, but it just seemed so constant that it was kind of hard to detect how the band was kind of becoming more popular. But definitely, like, there was, in the band's early existence, before we w were known outside of New York, and really before we were even known in New York, there was, you know, just kind of years of us kind of plugging away at just practicing all the time and playing as many shows as we could. And so then when we started touring and the band started becoming more popular, that was a real thrill at first. It still is, but it was especially thrilling that just to kind of see people really get into the music for the first time all over the world.
Because I'm guessing, sort of, I guess people don't start bands with, thinking that they sort of will become as big as Parquet Courts have. So it just must be incredible to look back on that time.
We had a band meeting early on where we set like three goals, I think, and it was record a record, release the record, and tour the record. And so that was as high of a bar that we had set for ourselves up to that point. And I mean, yeah, obviously we've exceeded that several times over.
Yeah, you've toured many records to date, and that leads me well into this next question, which is, do you have any new A Savage music in the works, or that you can talk about at the moment, that you've been working on?
I've been working on a lot of music. It's in various stages of completion, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure some of it will become Parquet Courts and some of it will become A Savage. Yeah.
Cool. And I just wanted to talk as well about shows after you leave New Zealand. What does the rest of this tour hold for you? Are you going elsewhere?
This is the end, man. This is the end.
Oh,
Okay.
wow.
Yeah, it really I'm on the home stretch right now.
Fantastic.
I've been touring this record. The touring for this record started in October of 23, and so this is really the kind of the finish line here. And I don't have any dates on the books at the moment, which means it's a good time to really start creating something new.
Cool. Do you have any memorable, sort of most memorable shows that you played on this tour in the last year?
I've got so many memorable shows. Yeah, I mean, we don't even have the time, man.
Yeah, fair enough. And one last question. I just really wanted to ask a question out of interest. Of all the projects, let's talk A Savage. Of all the albums, EPs that you've released so far through your solo projects, do you have a most memorable writing process? An album that you sort of enjoyed working on the most, and why?
Well, there's not many. There's just the two LPs and then the Love Sessions EP. I guess I would say Several Songs About Fire, because I think it's my best work of the lot. And also working with not only the fabulous musicians who play on the record, but working with John Parrish is just an absolute honor. He is such an amazingly talented producer, but also just like a really, really lovely and wonderful man.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you so much for your time, Andrew A.
My
Savage.
pleasure.